Good morning. It's Thursday the 28th. It's 6:10 a.m. It's already 70 degrees. It's supposed to be triple digit day today, so I got out early. I woke up way too early. I woke up at 4. I've been up since 4. It's quite a lovely morning. It's, you know, it's 70 degrees. There's no, the sun is still barely over the treetops. So there's a lot of shade. I didn't get a lot of writing done yesterday. It was a bit of an off-balance day. I'm hoping for better today. Had some interesting discussions about what constitutes writing. Oddly enough, largely informed by my therapist, who every once in a while has to remind me that writing isn't piecework. While eventually you have to put words on a page, a lot of what gets the words on the page isn't actually putting words on the page. And while that sounds counterintuitive, I think the reality is that part of writing, and I suspect the larger part of writing, since few people write more hours in a day than they do, or few people are sitting at a keyboard and working on their work in progress for more hours of the day than they're doing other things, like sleeping. It's an interesting discussion, particularly because it followed on the tail of a Chris Fox book, a discussion about writing 5,000 words an hour. I started reading it. It's like, that's a process. Training yourself to sprint. Yeah. The discussion started with a meme: 90% of writing is hating yourself for not writing, or for not putting words on the page, I guess is what it was. And while there's a certain truth to hating yourself for not putting on the words on the page, there's also the reality of this. You have to live with the story for a while before you've got enough, or at least I do. I just don't speak for you. I can't speak for other writers, but I'm seldom not thinking about the story. I'm seldom not thinking about how what I'm doing at the moment has potential for being used in a story. And even this walk, even this talk, even especially this walk and talk. When I'm thinking about where I left off last night, and there I go, my brain is just paired off into the wilds, thinking about the story. Oh, it's sticky this morning. It's going to get hot. I know I mentioned that before, but the sky's pretty this morning, I gotta say that. The sun being low in the sky still, it's highlighting all these little puffy clouds. And I'm really grateful I'm still in the shade. I think I'm also going to need a nap. coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Next post. I'm a little bobble-headed. I'm so tired that my head is sort of feeling like it's swimming. I went to bed at 10. I wasn't up late last night, but being up at 4 o'clock is only 6 hours sleep, which isn't really enough. So I think I wrote myself in a corner. It's one of the reasons I keep fading out. I keep thinking about the story because I keep thinking, how are we going to deal with this? How is this going to work? See, the thing is, I can't have either Zoya or Natalia be rescued. They can have help, but they have to be the primary movers. And right at the moment, they're both in a bit of a pickle. How to get him out of it. I'm almost back. It's a good thing I'm almost back. I had my toast, I had my coffee. But I'm running on fumes here, I'm not sure. Thank you. Well, I do know that's silly. I do know what the problem is. The problem is I didn't get enough sleep last night. And I'm more than a little bit distracted by news events. It is gorgeous. If I can pull myself out of my head and start paying more attention to what's going on around me, it's gorgeous. It's lovely, it's cool. I'm working up a bit of a sweat. Sky overhead is a really deep, deep blue. It's just a bunch of fluffy clouds here and there. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.